Well, it's Mac once again, and it's only just shortly after my last audio be on Taver. And the reason being, three things have come into my mind through, kind of indirectly, through listening to other people's audio booze over the last 20, 25 minutes. And plus one that was in my mind over the past two or three days. So I'll broach that one first, since that's the one that's prime in my mind, and that is Octaver has brought me new audio boo friends. Because of the link, because of the title, because of the subject matter, and because of the probably international love for music, other people who I would probably have never ever heard of, never known, have been in contact. We are now in contact with each other. We are now in contact with DMs. We are in contact through Octaver, indirectly through the music that they're putting up and I am putting up, and comments going all round. And that's apart from all my loyal friends out there who have followed me for a while. So the first thing about Octaver is that it has brought me new friends, and that's surely a bonus to the fact that Octaver itself has been a great creation, as it were. So, and I'm testing my new Harris Tweed hat out here by keeping my phone dry in this heavy, heavy rain. Anyway, second matter was due to a audio review that Stefano made about the third week's material. And at the end of that, he mentioned the fact that week four, he makes a suggestion, loosely, that maybe week four should be open door, as it were, so that people can put up exactly what they want to put up with no guidance, no suggestive material, and no pattern whatsoever to follow. Just do your own thing for a week. And so I wanted to make my statement on that just now, and I wholeheartedly agree with Stefano on that. I have thought about this right from the start, that it shouldn't be too restrictive, and that we should have a free hand at some point, and I would say that let's go for week four as an open book. Let's paint our own picture with music in week four. Who knows what would come out then? And the third matter is the Octaver hashtag. Now, I have been putting the hashtag in wherever I can, either in the title or in the description of my Octaver booze. And because of using Downcast, that's apart from the audio boost stream itself, I should be able to subscribe purely to the Octaver hashtag, shouldn't I? If I've got things right. Which means I could have a dedicated podcast stream from Octaver, so that I can go in and out as it suits without searching or having the mixed content, as it were, in my normal timeline. It's just to make it easier, that's all. So what we would need then, we would need for people who are taking part in the Octaver Fest to diligently put hashtag Octaver in their audio booze. And as I said, either in the title bar or in the description, but I would prefer it in the title bar. I don't know how Audioboo, I don't know how Downcast works, where they search everywhere, or if it makes it easier to find, for them to find a particular Audioboo, if the hashtag is actually in the title bar. So that's three for Octaver. This Octaver thing, really, is growing, isn't it? I mean, so many. Apart from the material, it's growing in lots of other ways, I feel anyway. And I'm thinking way ahead. I'm thinking Octava next year with a whole new agenda or suggestive material for that particular month, which in that case could be planned well in ahead. I know things were a little bit rushed in this month's Octava, simply because Paul O'Mahony and others didn't realise it was just going to go off like a bomb, and that so many people were going to be so keen to accept it and adopt it and take part. So I'm looking forward to next year, and I suppose we'll have to put something as a reminder to get the material up in advance to give us a wee bit more time next year, because I know I'm loving doing what I'm doing just now. I'm educating myself, or I'm being educated by others on Audioboo, and a big thanks to all you who have helped me out. But I think, you know, it's been a wee bit rushed, and maybe some of us feel that, especially as I'm not experienced in any way at compiling stuff or working with editing software, that it's been a wee bit rushed. And that's no demerit to Octava, of course. I'm just stating a fact. That's how I see it. And so I would, next year, I'm guessing we'll have a lot more time to prepare and get our source material together, and maybe even, you know, have it well prepared, if not published, of course, but well prepared and saved to Documents or iTunes or GarageBand or wherever you save your stuff. And I think that would be far better. So, now, there's one other thing that came to my mind there. And as I turn back from the traffic to finish off this audioboo, it's completely gone. So, give me a second. Well, that took about 3 minutes for me to remember. I had to play back what the last thing I was saying to actually get the brain to go back. Anyway, so the three subjects I was going to talk about on Octava has turned into more. And which is a good thing, because it proves my brain at least can work backwards and not lose it all completely. It's rather an e-prom as opposed to a prom. And the subject that has been in my head for a day or two now is those people out there, those audioboo people who are visually impaired. Now, Robert RJ Net, Robert raised the subject and did an audioboo on requesting people how they worked their way around doing the recordings with them being visually impaired or blind. And so that it just came to my head that I wondered, is there any audio editing software out there that has a facility or a feature to assist those people while they're doing editing? So say, for example, if they were in GarageBand, is there, or would there be a feature that would allow them to, for GarageBand, to tell them where they were and what they were doing apart from the sounds, if you know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying it's GarageBand, and I'm not saying it's Audacity. I'm just saying, is there such a beast out there that has a feature that allows visually impaired people to carry out the editing work on tracks or music, or even video for that matter, and give audio assistance? Just a thought. Anyway, that's me now, back on the main road. So, noisy, lots of spray, lots of noise and puddles, and wet. Bye for now.